We want to offer our services this morning to judge your weird eating habit.
Okay.
I don't want to say habit. It may not be even something that you do all the time, but a lot of people have something that when they're alone in their house, they eat some weird combination of foods, or they eat something in a weird way. With the big Super Bowl around the corner, I think it's important to know what you should do in front of other people or not.
Oh,
in other words, do what you want behind closed doors, but you should know what's cool and what's a... We'll call it a food foul. You tell us, we'll tell you if it's acceptable, or maybe it's a food foul. You want to keep that on the down low.
Okay.
What do you do weird with food, Sarah?
Well, my family's Iranian, so we eat a lot of Iranian food. Maybe it's weird, but we eat watermelon and feta together all the time. Feta
cheese.
I'm all
for that.
That sounds delicious.
Not a food foul. In fact, bring that over next time you come to my house.
You got it.
Tomorrow.
You got it.
I was talking to a guy who says his wife likes to eat, for a snack, macaroni, uncooked. Just the dry macaroni noodles.
No.
Yeah, puts a little salt and pepper and pops them in her mouth like popcorn.
Wow.
Did she break her teeth?
Good idea or food foul?
Food foul.
You call that a food foul?
Yes.
Foul.
Throwing a red flag on that one.
Yep, me too.
Can you guys judge my wife, Yoli? Because we literally had this conversation 2 days ago.
Sure.
What does she do?
So I love my wife. We've been married over 7 years. And I caught her at home eating French fries with not ketchup, with not ranch, but with honey.
Oh,
food foul.
That's thank you.
You know,
thank you.
I know people that dip it in ice cream because, you know, you have fries and a milkshake, so that's a thing. Fries and honey.
It says that it reminds her of eating like French toast and or like a.
I think
like,
that sounds amazing.
Really?
I would totally eat French fries and honey with Yoli.
No,
she we're split on that
one. Yes, sweet and savory.
I would say not only is that a food foul, but you, my friend, should get a pregnancy test on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a two line situation. All right. Since we're doing wives,
oh no!
My lovely wife Lindsay likes to eat a popsicle and bite it with her front two teeth.
Food foul!
I have to leave the freaking room. Is that okay? Should she do that at a Super Bowl party? Is that a food foul?
I just got the chills. Yeah.
That's what happens
back to
me. It's not cool at all, right?
It's weird,
but it's not a combination. I'm gonna say it's
no.
Fine.
We don't want to make it food combinations. We need to keep this broad here.
Food foul.
All right, there you go. That's how this works. If you have something you eat in a weird way or in a weird combination, throw it at us.
Well, yeah, we'll tell you. We'll be honest with you.
We will do our best, right?
Sure.
833-800-1981 is the number. We will be your eating officials as we lead up to the big game. What do you eat weird? What do you eat in a weird combination? Tell you if you should be doing that in front of people or you should just keep that to yourself.
Hey, I got a weird one.
All right, break it down for us.
All right, two slices of white bread, peanut butter, lettuce in the middle. Mustard on the other side, and it's delicious.
What is it with peanut butter? I feel like that's always put into sandwiches with some kind of weird combination. Lettuce, that gives it some crunch, doesn't really taste like anything. And then mustard.
Peanut butter and mustard.
I'm not into it.
You're not into it? You're calling that a food foul?
That's super gross.
I feel like I'm curious enough to want to try it.
Honestly, go home, try it. Get back to me. It's good.
All right, I'm keeping an open mind on that one. Sarah's calling it a food foul. Thanks,
man. I'm not going home to try that.